This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
We're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Gwyneth Isaacs is with us live in Australia. She's a degreed environmental scientist, author. She lives on a off-grid farm in Australia. Gwyneth, you were talking about Kuru, K-U-R-U, is that right?
Yes.
Here's a little research that I've learned about this. So, Kuru is a nervous system disease, and this was discovered around the 1950s, 1960s, and tribal people in New Guinea seem to contract it. And the name Kuru, K-U-R-U, means trembling in fear or shivering. And so the symptoms include loss of coordination, difficulty walking, involuntary movements, mood changes, behavioral changes, dementia, difficulty eating. And it's usually fatal within a year of contraction. There's no known cure for it. And the interesting thing about this is, so, as I mentioned, difficulty swallowing, coordination issues, difficulty walking, but also has symptoms such as slurred speech, inability to grasp objects, and then compulsive, random laughing and crying, or crying. It occurs in stages. And then the first stage is the inability of controlling the body, balancing,
the mad,
posture.
The mad grin.
Yeah.
It should say that there's a characteristic mad grin that people with Kuru have. And I have it all the time.
Mm-hmm. The second stage is the person's inability to walk, tremors, involuntary jerks in movements. The third stage is pretty bad. The person becomes usually bedridden or incontinent. They lose the ability to speak. And they seem unconcerned about their health. Okay. Starvation is usually sets in the third stage, because of the difficulty eating, and people end up dying from pneumonia with this. Here's what I'm thinking. Now, class, don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything I say. Don't believe anything that you hear in the media, read in the media, see in the media. Unless you see it with your own two eyes and you look twice, don't believe it. Well, I'm wondering if the jab has been experimented with to contain this disease, or to cause this disease. I wonder because...
You know something, Vincent?
Yeah.
I've actually got some information there for you.
Okay.
Because Kuru is Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease. Okay. It was CJD, or mad cow disease. It's the same disease. It's another name for the same disease. It's the human version of CJD, or mad cow disease. And CJD only ever comes from one source, and that is cannibalism. So you feed cow brain, and the cow has a chance of getting mad cow disease. That's why you're not allowed to feed animal products to ruminants. Okay? Especially, you feed cows to cows and they will get mad cow disease. It's cannibalism. You feed sheep to sheep and they will get staggered, which is the sheep version of mad cow disease. Now, what mad cow disease is that prion crystals grow in the brain and take over the brain. And what it is, what they've done with the jab, is they've put prion crystals into the jab. This is not disputed. This is known scientific fact for people who have studied the jab. They have found prion crystals in the jab. So when it gets injected, those prion crystals go into the bloodstream or into the muscle mass and can find their way into the brain. And when they do, they set up shop there and do what prion crystals do, which is grow and multiply, which is exactly what happens in CJD, or otherwise known as mad cow disease and kuru and staggers. That's what it is. It's a prion infestation of the brain, prion protein crystal infestation of the brain, and that's what causes it, and that is what the jab is doing. It is putting prion crystals into people. Do not ever get any injection to, you know, oh, my gosh. I'm just, why do I have to keep saying this? Is there somebody who hasn't heard this before? Do not get any more jabs from doctors. Do not do it. Do not do it. Do not do it. Do not do it. You know, especially to when there's nothing wrong with you. Especially when it's like they say, oh, well, you've got to have this injection because we say so. What's in it? We're not telling you. Now, that's just stupid. Why would you ever do that? If somebody came up to you on the street and said, I say to you that a jab is, I wouldn't ever say this, but, you know, some random stranger on the street comes up and says, I'm going to inject you with this needle and you have to accept it and I'm not going to tell you what's in it. You'd call the police. You'd say, this guy's trying to kill me. He's got a needle. He says he's going to jab me with it. He's not telling me what's in it. Arrest him. He's trying to kill me. That's what you'd say, right? Because you could have anything in that needle. You could have HIV or hepatitis or, you know, prion crystals or whatever. You know, you could have bleach. Kill you in seconds, even if it's air. If you pump air into somebody's veins with a hypodermic needle, you're going to kill them within minutes. You know, it's just gobsmacking. And why the vast proportion of the world did this is beyond me. I can't understand it. But they did. And don't get any more jabs, ever. Anyone out there in class, please don't. Because it's killing people. But that, you're absolutely on the money, Vincent. That is what the jabs are doing. They're putting prion crystals into people's biological systems, into their bodies. The prion crystals are finding their way to the brain and they're setting up shop and that's causing them to have kuru. Yeah, that's what's happening.
Well, okay, class, think about this. Think about someone you've seen in the media. Someone who is in a position of power, someone who has a big chair, and does that person, here are the symptoms, you tell me, symptoms of kuru, difficulty walking, poor coordination, slurred speech, moodiness and behavioral changes, difficulty swallowing, dementia, muscle twitching and tremors, inability to grasp objects, random compulsive laughing or crying. Did I say dementia? Anybody you know?
Don't forget the insane grin.
Yeah. Yeah. Class.
He has got the insane.
Mm-hmm. Class, I.
The bug eyes there.
I had the pleasure and the honor of working with someone I've known for a very long time here on air. And she died recently. And what problems did she have? Difficulty walking. Poor coordination. Parkinson's-like symptoms. And she ultimately died. USA Prepares instructor. Well, that's another instructor. Stuart Thompson, he was told to get the jab, and then he got pancreatic cancer, like, right away. And, you know, when I bring up his name, it caused a lot of problems for me. But I used to have a best friend in the media. He was the head of a radio network, competed with Genesis Communications Network. And he was on the air, and I heard the archive of it. I'm paraphrasing. He said he was looking at his arm. He said his skin was bubbling up like Swiss cheese. And he was dead shortly thereafter. I think I can't prove it, and that network will come unglued if I were to say it. They would threaten to sue us. They already have. I believe that the jab was somehow related to that. I can't prove any of it. Just that I know this guy. And I know he did not want to die. But what I do know is that there's another guy on that network who is still alive. Who, and this is a network that said that the COVID is fake fraud and BS, to use their term. I do know that one of their top broadcasters, actually their top broadcaster, admits that he took the jab. He admits it. And his health has been in decline, as evidenced by his absence on the air. So, I feel bad. But don't, and that's why I say don't believe anything you hear me say. Don't believe it. Don't believe anything you hear anybody say, because people on the air change their minds. They make mistakes. Most people are in it for the money. Almost all people who are on the air are in it for the money. Except us. We don't know any better. We don't get paid. Nobody here at USA Prepares gets paid. As a matter of fact, I've asked Gwyneth to fill in for me. I've asked Rich Sheban to fill in for me. I've asked other instructors to fill in for me. And it's like, hey, would you go to work for me? I really have a conflict. I can't make it. You're not going to get paid for it. But would you do it for me? And you know what they say? Be glad to. I guess that's one of the differences between us and everybody else.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family. family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Gwyneth is with us live in Australia. Gwyneth, you know, we were talking about fireworks, and I really have a problem with fireworks. I really do. It's a waste of time, money, the planet, oxygen. It's polluting. It's detrimental to wildlife and domestic animals. And so today in the United States, it's the 5th, July 5th. Last night, our dog, who adopted us, oh, he's been here a few weeks. He's about a year old. And he's a really sweet dog. He's in the studio with me right now. He's just so well behaved. Well, I think he heard fireworks, and he did something that just doesn't happen. This is a dog that follows me around. Last night, there were fireworks outside, and he jumped into bed. And then another dog jumped into bed, and they were terrified. They didn't know what to do. They were absolutely terrified. So when I say these things, it's not like it's conjecture. It's fact. This fireworks stuff has got to stop. The generally dumb public who want bread and circuses, that's what they are. They're generally dumb. And they're causing lots of problems for everybody, including themselves. So those are the people who, the ill-informed, who took the jab, and they did it to themselves. They did it to themselves because they didn't do their own research. They believed what was in the media. They believed a guy with a big chair and big hair. That's what they did. And those two guys, collectively, along with their associates and advisors and criminal friends, have destroyed the United States economy. And it's spread worldwide. It really has. It's an outrage. So, here we are. What do we do? I've got a great idea. Let's start on a new subject. Get out of Dodge. What about that?
Yes.
What about getting out of Dodge? How about that as a subject? You know, we've been saying, yeah. Literally, class, I have talked to lots of people. I don't even know the number. And I have advised them. Do you see what's coming? Huh? Is it good? No. You see any good news on the horizon? No, not really. No good news. Okay. How about selling some of your stock? How about cashing in on your retirement? How about buying a farm? I don't know. Maybe. It's never happened. It's not going to happen. And people, I don't know. I don't get it. They like their trinkets. They like their electronic devices. They like the movies. They like going out. They like pizza. They like socializing with other dumb people. But will they get out of Dodge? No. Nope. So who got out of Dodge? Dr. Sheely. He got out of Dodge very early. By the way, his son came over to our farm last evening, and we spent some time with Sergey. He's a wonderful doctor, really good guy. And he wants me to go see Norm, which I said I would be glad to do. And I'm going to go install a generator for him. So I'm going to make that trip count, and Lou's going to help. Lou Cassidy's going to help. And our son and Lou and I will be there. We're going to install a propane generator. We're coordinating the installation of the propane lines. And we're going to do it. It's been delayed. The project's been delayed. We've had a severe drought here. Hay is between $100 and $120 a roll. Farmers have no idea what's going on. They can't fix the weather. Joe can fix the weather, but the rest of us can't. And we're all suffering for it. Wild climate change. Wild. The plants don't know what to do. The animals don't know what to do. We farmers don't know what to do. We've got no leadership. We've got a buffoon in the big chair. It's outrageous what's happening. So the only thing you can do, class, the only thing you can do that makes any sense at all to me is get out of Dodge. But who's done it?
Yeah.
Tell you what,
on the after side of the break, Vincent, could I go into the arithmetic of setting up a garden?
Absolutely.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
USA News Update. 9 people were shot and wounded early today at a 4th of July celebration in Washington, D.C., just the latest in a rash of mass shootings that left more than a dozen people dead, 50 others wounded in shootings over the past 3 days. Twitter CEO Linda Yaccarino defending Elon Musk's decision to limit the number of tweets users can see. She tweeted yesterday, "When you have a mission like Twitter, you need to make big moves to keep strengthening the platform." Severe weather threatening the central U.S. from Illinois to Colorado. Forecasters say severe storms are likely today from Chicago south to St. Louis and Little Rock, west toward Wichita, Amarillo, and Denver. Heat alerts posted throughout Florida and the desert southwest. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
So on barbecue day, hot dog day, and fireworks day, at least 9 people, including a child and a teenager, were hurt in Washington, D.C. in a shooting in the nation's capital. Our nation has come unglued. 9 injured in a drive-by shooting in Washington, D.C. So what is the penalty that should be meted out for someone who does something like this? It's really simple, class. gallows. Hang them. Try them. And if convicted and found guilty by their peers, hang them. Hang them in the public square. Not like an Epstein thing where, he committed suicide, you know. No one was paying attention. Nothing like that. Nothing like maybe he was executed in prison and no one was really a witness to it. Or maybe someone who was supposedly lethally injected in prison has slipped out the back door in an ambulance or in a coroner's wagon. No, hang them in the public square. In the public square, and maybe, and it's got to be televised in the generally dumb media so that everyone can see it. And people might say, you know what, this is a... Did you see what happened? They done hung him. And they left him out there to rot for a week until his flesh fell apart. And the birds were done picking on him. I don't think... Maybe we shouldn't do it. You know, maybe these perpetrators of these heinous crimes would get a chance to see that. Gwyneth, you've got some arithmetic for us, please.
Yes. This is this could be one of the most important classes that we've ever done on USA Prepares, and one of the most important classes that USA Prepares has ever done. There's a lot of people out there who are thinking, maybe we'll just start a vegetable garden. We'll put in 6 tomato plants and see how it goes. I'm sure you've heard of people saying that, Vincent, and I'm pretty sure I have. They are not thinking straight. 6 tomato plants, 8 tomato plants, 12 tomato plants are simply not going to do it. Okay? You are going to need a huge amount of tomato plants to provide you with the tomatoes that you need for a whole year. That is how you have to think. Okay? So you think, how many tomatoes would I eat each day? How many tomatoes would one tomato plant make in its lifetime? And then you need to do the arithmetic and figure out how many tomatoes you need to produce to see yourself through a year, and then you need to do more than that. 6 tomato plants is not going to do it. Here is a good example. Not tomatoes, another popular vegetable, broad beans. I think in America they call them fava beans or faba beans. They're a winter bean. They grow quite tall. They grow maybe a meter tall. And whereas most beans actually come from the Americas, these beans come from the Middle East. I'm sure you must have seen them, Vincent. Do you know what beans I'm talking about?
Yeah, I believe I do. And by the way, we have we have 3 gardens. And one of them is 30 feet, roughly 30 feet by 45 feet long. It's all encircled by cattle panels. And every 2 feet, you can't walk more than 2 feet in any direction without stepping on a plant. Okay, that means that just by simple arithmetic, there are 168 pepper plants, tomato plants, watermelon, potatoes. That's just to name 3 or 4. In there. And so that's considered probably intensive gardening, but that's just 1 of 3 gardens. So I just wanted to let you all know that it takes a lot of plants. Please continue.
It does. Well, I'm about to give the class some idea. With regards to broad beans, of how many broad bean plants it's actually going to take to get you by. Okay? Bean plants of all varieties, annual beans of all varieties, whether they are the American-style beans or the Middle Eastern type broad beans, they generally produce about 50 beans per plant. It's a very strange thing, but on average, any bean plant that grows to a normal size, has a normal production, will produce around about 50 beans. Some will produce 60, some will produce 40. An occasional one will produce 70 or 80. It's a bell curve, but the mean, the average, is 50 beans. 50 broad beans will sit nicely and just about spilling over on my hand. I'd have to balance them pretty carefully for them not to all spill out on my hand. Okay? If I put that 50 beans from one broad bean plant into a pot of soup, I can boil it up into a soup, add other vegetables that I like, and make a meal. That's one bean plant for one evening meal for one day. So for a year, I would need at least 365 bean plants. And each bean plant takes up about 10 square centimetres of space. It's about 4 square inches. 4 inches by 4 inches. 16 square inches. Okay. So about 100 square centimetres of space is the space taken up by one broad bean plant. So you multiply that out and measure, you will fit 100 broad bean plants. So in 3 square metres, you will fit broad bean plants. And in 3.65 little maggots, 4 square metres, you will fit 400 broad bean plants. But that's not the end of it, because you have to assume that you are going to get a 50% crop failure. Probably it won't happen, but it might happen. And if it does happen, and if you haven't taken this into account, you will starve for 6 months of the year. If you're not very good at gardening, or if you're just starting out gardening, You should assume that two-thirds of your broad beans are going to fail, that two-thirds are going to die. So you need to plant 3 times as much. Okay? So I'll take it on the 3 times as much figure. That means you need to plant not 400, but 1,200 broad bean plants. That's 12 square meters, with 100 plants to each square meter. That's 120 square feet devoted to your broad bean patch. That's bigger than a horse stable. You can see that one person for one year. And if they all survive, that's great. You've got an excess. You can store some away. If you have a bad season sometime, you're not going to starve. You'll have 2 or 3 years' supply of broad beans, dried broad beans. It'll feed you for 2 or 3 years. That's great. But half of them might die. You might get a bad season. You might get a dry spell. You know, you might get a catastrophic, or broad beans aren't really much affected by frost. You might get a hailstorm come through and have to replant. Any number of things could happen. But you could lose a number of your plants, and you have to make sure that you've got seed kept to the side. And you've got to make sure that you plant two or three times more than you think you'll need, because you might lose a lot of them, especially if you're new to gardening. So that is how you do it. And then you need to have, you need to remember to keep some of for next year's seed. You can't eat all of it. Okay? And 1 kilogram of broad beans contains approximately 1,000 seeds. So, if you wanted to plant 1,200 broad bean plants, you might want to keep 2.5 kilos of broad beans aside out of that crop, you know, because this is what you have to do, because like I say, you might have a hailstorm comes through and wipes out the whole thing and you'll have to replant all over again. You have to think strategy upon strategy upon strategy, fail safe level. And that's just broad beans. How many, and that's just for one person. What if you've got 3 or 4 in your household? Well, you have to multiply those numbers by however many people you have in your household and however many people you expect to show up when the caprola hits the propeller. So if you've got, for instance, 2 children and those 2 children have spouses, that's 4 additional people. So you need to plant 5 people just in case they show up. This is turning into a big job, isn't it, Vincent?
Yeah, it really is. And anyone who has a successful garden after 3 years has a green thumb. No kidding. It's work, and Kathy was talking about that, how much work it is to get a garden to grow. And, you know, it's certainly rewarding, and it can save your life. But it's not like getting in a comfortable chair and hitting the remote button to watch TV. It's actually work. Wilbur.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kenneth Isaacs is with us, and we're talking about what you need to do to survive what's coming. And class, can you see it coming? Can you see everything is broken? Can you see that prices are going up and you're being told, you're being lied to every day that inflation is around 4%? Do you believe it? Do you believe that that you can buy the supplies that you want? We can't even get dog food around here. We can't. We have to go about 150 miles to buy dog food in quantity for our dogs. I mean, we can get a bag here and a bag there. But if you want 10 bags, it's impossible unless you go to a big city. So that's what we do. We're forced to do that. And Sam's Club, hey, get the Plus membership, spend over $100 a year and you get free shipping. Well, that's not true. Well, you get free shipping on some things. And corporations are changing definitions of almost everything. Free, with some exceptions. And the exceptions are huge. The number of exceptions, the fine print is huge. And then when you order it online, you see a message that says order accepted. Pick it up tomorrow between 2 and 3 o'clock. So you go there and you find out they don't have it. And you call them up and you say, well, you can't call them up because they don't answer the phone. So you call the corporate number. You end up in the Philippines and you say, what's going on? You all said it was ready for pickup. Well, no, actually what we said was your order was accepted and ready for pickup. That doesn't mean we have it. That means we accepted your order. That means we heard what y'all wanted. We accepted your payment. We processed your payment. And we put it on hold. And doesn't mean we have it. That's what's going on. Corporations have become liars. Everywhere you look. Everywhere you look, people don't tell the truth. And we'll be talking about that tomorrow. Gwyneth, back to you.
Yeah, this is, it is insane. The whole world is falling apart. What you need to think of is you need to think of not just food for yourself, but also food for your animals. And if you've got dogs or cats, I would say that the best option for feeding them long term is going to be eggs from your chickens. So that you've got to take account that four eggs have the same nutritional profile as a piece of steak. They have the same calories and more or less the same nutrients. Because if you leave that egg for 21 days, either under a mother hen or in an incubator, it's going to turn into a baby chick. If you get four baby chicks, I mean, not that you would want to, but they're four little pieces of meat, and they would be about the same equivalent nutritional value as a piece of steak. Not that you would want to go eating little newborn baby chicks, but that's about how much protein, calcium, iron, etc., calories that they have in them. Those four little baby chicks, one piece of steak. And the only difference between those four little chicks just before they hatch and what they were 21 days before is 21 days of development. So they're all the same nutrients in the egg on day one as what is found in the chick on day 21 when it hatches. Because nothing can get into the egg. It's all there to start with. All the requirements, all the nutritious requirements for making a baby chick. So I think, well, how many hens am I going to have? Well, that depends on how many cats and dogs you have. Okay? You want to feed your cats and dogs a piece of steak a day? Well, that's going to be four eggs per carnivore per day, and going up as the size of the dog goes up. And I'm not anywhere near, I know how to do this, but I haven't got that number of hens because I've just come through a very hard economic time, and a lot of my hens ended up falling by the wayside. And so I've got to build up my chicken population again, because I simply didn't have the food to feed them. And so they went to chicken heaven. Chicken heaven. And what else are you going to do? There's nothing else you can do. If you've got hard times and you can't feed your animals, then that's what has to happen to your farm animals. They have to be culled if you can't feed them, or they have to be sold. And that's just the hard reality of farm life. But now that I've managed to get back on the unemployment benefits, now that I've got a bit of income happening again, I will build up my chicken population again. And my goal is to have six chickens. Because not every chicken will lay on.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946. 46.